With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump takes action to remove guys from girls' sports.
Surrounded by women and girl athletes at a signing ceremony, the president delivered on one of his campaign's key promises.
With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over.
He said boys and men can no longer compete in girls' and women's events, and that any violations will lead to a loss in federal funding. The president decried transgender ideology as lunacy and said his actions were restoring common sense. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Argentina is pulling out of the World Health Organization following a similar move by President Trump last month. A spokesperson for Argentina's president said President Milei won't allow the World Health Organization to, quote, intervene in our sovereignty, much less in our health, end quote. President Trump announced on his first day back in the White House that he was withdrawing the U.S. from that organization. There's been another health scare for GOP Senator Mitch McConnell.
Media reports say McConnell fell twice on Wednesday, first as he was descending a small flight of stairs leaving the Senate chamber. Witnesses said the 82-year-old former GOP leader appeared to be unhurt and was helped to his feet by fellow Senators Mark Wayne Mullen and Steve Daines. He fell a second time a short time later during a lunch meeting in the nearby Mansfield Room. It's the latest health scare for McConnell. He fell in December of last year and previously had several strange freezing episodes in which he appeared to have lost his train of thought. Bob Agnew reports.
AccuWeather is predicting a cold spring for northern states.
You see some cold periods in the Northeast, warms quickly in the Southwest and the Gulf Coast states. And again, a lot of back and forth happening in these Northwest and Northeast regions of the country as we go into the early part of the spring season.
This is SRN News. The House will consider another pro-life bill.
The Life at Conception Act is sponsored by Missouri Republican Eric Burleson, and it would establish that unborn babies are persons and protected by the 14th Amendment. The amendment, which was ratified in 1868, states that, quote, no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. The Life Act has been introduced before, but never made it out of committee. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit is filed against an Arkansas County judge who fired a librarian after she opposed efforts to keep pornographic books out of the hands of kids. The American Civil Liberties Union is contesting the 2023 firing of former Saline County Library Director Patty Hector. Parents all across the nation have become aware of the books that their kids are being exposed to in school and at public libraries. This is SRN News. Well, the nation's last surviving Tuskegee Airman has died.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Harry Stewart Jr. was born on the 4th of July, 1924, and lived to age 100. He had served as one of the renowned combat pilots of the famed 332nd Fighter Group, who were the nation's first African-American military pilots. Stewart earned the Distinguished Flying Cross for downing three German aircraft during a dogfight on April 1, 1945. He was also part of a team of four Tuskegee Airmen who won the U.S. Air Force Top Gun Flying Competition in 1949. He passed peacefully at his home in Michigan on Sunday. George Williams reporting.
Google's giving the public access to two of its latest AI model. Gemini 2.0 Pro Experimental was launched on Wednesday, along with other versions of the program. Google says the tool can handle complex prompts and can comprehend word knowledge better than its previous models. More details at srnnews.com.